What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the TDM Show. We're going to go a little light this week, it seems. I know last week we kind of took a week off. There wasn't much news. Kind of people weren't feeling so hot.
I don't know about much news.
Brett, it wasn't no news we're talking about. But this week, our team has like abandoned us, Matt. Like, it's just you and I this week.
Man, feels like Halo 3 all over again.
So, I mean, who knows what we're going to talk about today. It's definitely going to be about video games. Probably not good ones. But before we get into all that, well, it's better than taking like an axe to it, I guess. Just take offense to it. Matt, what games have you been playing?
So after what feels like a long time, I finally picked up my Switch again. Well, first of all, sorry, backtrack. The most amazing part of this week was I finally picked up Lego Star Wars. So I've been playing that. And it's been pretty thrilling so far. Just kind of like exploring. I'm still on episode 4, so I've just been exploring Tatooine. Like, I literally have not left Tatooine yet, just because I'm trying to like get all of the puzzle pieces and the bricks that they have around there. And it's still.
What did you get it on?
PS5. So I, because I didn't pre-order it, foolish on my part, right? I walked into a GameStop and I was just like, hey, do you happen to have like a copy? And then he's just
new
like,
challenger. Sorry.
I don't have like the air horn or like the sound effects or we would make that announcement. But then he's like, sorry for you. We have like, you're asking for a miracle. We just don't have it. And I was like, on Easter weekend, no miracle, which is a joke. If some of you get it, if you don't, you know. So I just ended up buying it digitally because I was like, because normally I would like get games physical so I could trade them in. Cause at some point I just won't be playing them anymore. But this one, I was like, no, I'll get it digitally. Like, I will hold on to this as long as I can.
So I want to talk more about it, but Ash, welcome. So nice of you to join us so fashionably late.
Hey, look, I got home like not even 10 minutes ago. Okay. I'm sorry. Oh. I thought we were just a little bit later.
It's all good. It's all good. Just going to give you a hard time. All right. So you got it on the PS5. I got it on the Switch. Now I still got some feelers out in the world out there. So I was able to get the deluxe edition of it. So I was pretty lucky in that. But you start with episode 4.
Mm-hmm.
I started with 1.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I played all the way through 1. I think I'm like halfway through episode 2 so far. But I have caught myself in the same thing you've been doing, which is I'll just the open areas. I'll be everywhere. Yeah. And then it got to the point where I was getting pissed because I didn't have the right people.
Right. To get you see the stuff. Thing you can't see, like you can't get to it. I was just like, well, what the hell am I supposed to do now?
And then I didn't realize until episode 2 that the shining items, like objects, for the most part, unless they're the stackables, gem.
Wait, what?
Yes. So you know how like they have the big stackable bricks?
Yeah.
That you can that the Jedi use to get to something, right?
Yeah.
So there's other items that you'll find in the area that will have like that same shimmer effect to it.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of X amount, and you got to shoot them all, and then you get a brick. Did it by mistake. or destroy them enough to shoot them.
Happy accident.
Destroy them in any way. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty
fun.
I'm pretty sure there's something that I've missed at this point, and I'm pissed.
Yeah, me too. So what else have you been playing?
Other than that, I picked up Brilliant Diamond again, just because I wanted to get Darkrai before he is no longer I don't say Darkrai is no longer available because I think it's just the mystery gift that has the expiration. So as long as you claim the mystery gift via internet by April 31st or 30th, whatever the last day of April is, you can therefore get Darkrai. But I'm in the middle of trying to catch Cresselia, which is a pain in the butt, let me tell you, because I thought I didn't have a Pokemon that knew a move to like keep it from running. But my Gengar does now know Mean Look, so it might make it a tad easier. So we'll see.
What about you, Ash? Have you played any video games this week?
I've played Ark. I've played Call of Duty. I played a little bit of Stranded Sails on the Switch. That's about it, to be honest.
Okay, so I have a question about Ark. Okay, you built this ship, right?
Yes.
Is it still floating or did you sink it already?
No, it's still floating.
Hey, what Both kind of wood did you use?
Really?
Yes.
Regular wood in the game?
Have you been able to find yet the live cedar wood?
No.
You should find that in the game, because if you can make it out of live cedar wood, it'll be a much, much stronger ship.
The only wood that I have access to currently is fungal wood and normal wood.
Yep, you need the live cedar. Anyway, carry on, sorry.
I'm still trying to get a fungal wood.
Right. Yeah, by the way, it's there's no live cedar that I know of in Ark.
I know you're pulling my leg. You can't hide it. Your dimples start to show. So I figured I would indulge you and make you feel better.
Hold on. You said when I lie, my dimples do the thing. But you're saying when he lies, his dimples do the thing. Your math ain't mathing. Someone's lying. And it's not either of us. No, he has dimples,
except you have two. He has one. He has one dimple. And it makes his beard stand like straight out instead of flush to his face. So it's amusing.
Any whoozle. So you streamed some Call of Duty. You streamed some Ark, you said?
Yeah. So
are you excited for Snoop Dogg to be in Call of Duty Warzone?
I don't really play Warzone. I still just play standard for the most part, PvP. Warzone, I feel like, is full of just a lot of toxicity, more so than is normal Call of Duty lobbies.
It gets worse. Interesting.
The cheating is more prevalent as well.
Oh. All right.
Yeah. So I'm not a huge fan of it. Plus, a lot of the maps for Warzone are all on Vanguard, and I didn't really care for Vanguard. I feel like it was a terrible reskin of World War II and didn't have the functionality of any of the previous Call of Duty games.
Have it? Never played it.
Yeah, so.
So, anyway. Is there any other video games you want to talk about you played that you're really passionate about this week?
I mean, the Stranded Sails game on my is a lot of fun. I wouldn't say a world builder. I guess to an extent it is. It's a simulator for sure. It's similar to that of, say, Stardew as far as kind of how it works, but it's not as intricate, if that makes any kind of sense.
It looks like Farmville.
But a little different. So there is actual combat with weapons and things like that, but you don't get that until a little bit later in the game. So the whole premise is like you're shipwrecked on this island with these crewmates, and you have to, you know, basically find all these different pieces to create different structures, but you have to make the shipmates like you enough to teach you how to make those things. And then there's like this whole island, like lore story thing that's going on that you have to try and figure out. I'm only about halfway through exploring everything, so I haven't opened up a lot of things yet. So to be continued. but I like it. It's a lot of fun. It's definitely a good game to kind of just veg out on. So,
kind of has those like cheesy, chill Animal Crossing vibes.
Yeah, but there's a little bit more to it than Animal Crossing is, I feel like.
Yeah, I can see that.
There's a lot more story to it. There's actual combat and things like that. So, but it's also got some survival aspects because you have to keep an eye on your exhaustion level and your food intake.
That sounds more complicated than I want to deal with. But, all right. Matt, we're going to save yours for later. I want to talk about that trash right now. So, one thing we did get today that I do want to talk about is Xenoblade Chronicles 3. The release date has changed. Originally, it was September. Now, it's coming out July. I think it's 29th. Yeah, July 29th. So, have either of you played the Xenoblade Chronicles series?
Nope.
I've played about 2 hours worth.
So I'm going to go no.
Yeah, not so.
All right, well, I know we talked to you about it then.
If it makes you feel any better, Greg, I did watch the game movie for the one that was on the Wii.
Okay.
So I have a general consensus of what's going on in the game.
Well, it's one of those, like, I'm not going to lie until you've beaten them. But I played a lot of the one on the Wii U. I played a lot of 2. Just never made it all the way through. I'm excited because it's a huge RPG and I'm stupid and I'm going to buy it even though I probably won't open it for a while. You know.
Wii U. I meant to say Wii U, not Wii.
Smart choices. There was one on the Wii as well, so you weren't. Could be right either way. So, all right. Well, we won't talk about that. What is interesting about this whole thing, though, is there is a special edition. It's the same special edition that Nintendo has been doing for a lot of their games, where it's big art book, deal book, and the game itself, obviously. But it's only going to be through Nintendo this time. So, I don't know what that means specifically, but I might have spent $100. So, anyway. Guess we won't talk about that too much. Ash, before I let Matt talk, is there anything you want to talk about?
Not really at the moment. Damn it. Still waiting for a couple of things to get more info on. They did delay PSVR 2. Which we kind of expected that, so that's not really...
Really?
Surprising.
Where did they post that information at?
I read it on Saturday. Let's see, PlayStation... So, supposedly they postponed it for a couple of reasons.
We all know the reason, but yeah, what'd they say?
Let's see. Da-da-da-da-da. Where is it? Unveiling of PSVR 2 will likely come sometime in 2022. No, that's not.
Only thing I can see is from 8 days ago, it looks like. Analysts, which we all would agree, I think, on this one, think that the PSVR 2 and Apple's headsets are delayed to 2023.
Yeah.
Reportedly, analysts suggests rumor. So, unlike the No Wires, Ash, I'm going to agree with you on this one.
So, basically, I don't know if you're reading the same thing I'm reading. This is PlayStationLifestyle.net. They're saying that display supply chain consultant CEO Ross Young has also said the headset has been delayed until 2023.
Yep, but sometimes they run their mouth. No, I think it's real. Yeah. I just want to go into it with the caveat that it is not confirmed, but rumored, highly speculative, analysts believed, all those buzzwords. Probably going to be delayed, though. You're not wrong,
Ash. See, I read it. Okay, I read it from PC Gamer because I have a subscription to them. That's where I saw it from. Okay.
So it's out there, though. Definitely going to get delayed. Just stand by. Just wait on that one. We'll find out. All right, Matt.
I've been waiting patiently. I've been waiting patiently. I know this isn't the most fun segment for you, but it is for me, and that's all that matters. Anyways, so now we're at least a couple weeks removed from the highly anticipated Kingdom Hearts 20th anniversary event, which Square Enix put on, which a lot of exciting stuff that came out of it. The biggest of which we'll save for a little bit later, which at this point you guys already know. But Kingdom Hearts Dark Road. So if you guys are familiar with Union Cross, this is in addition to that. It's been a weird road that Union Cross has taken since its first inception back in like 2016 or 2017. But at this point, Dark Road kind of brings to a head a lot of the old, like, pre-Keyblade Wars stuff, but it's been delayed yet again until August 2022, but that's still coming. I'm kind of excited to see how that unfolds because it gives us more about Master Xehanort and Master Arrakis, who are the two prominent like Keyblade Masters that we hear about throughout Birth by Sleep in the Kingdom Hearts saga. There's also a mobile game that's coming, Missing Link, which is more of... I think they described kind of like with a lot of Pokemon Go elements, utilizing AR technology and how you battle Heartless. So mildly intrigued by that, but not enough to download it. So someone else is going to have to hit me up on Twitter with that experience and what it's like. And then obviously like the 20th anniversary chess set, which looks so cool. Like I don't play chess, but I would buy the 20th anniversary chess set just to have it and put it on display. But obviously, like, the big thing, the thing, pretty much the only thing that anyone cared about and is talking about is confirmation of Kingdom Hearts 4.
Which actually leads us into a much more important topic here. Thank you for bringing that up. Although that was really exciting, what is more exciting, Matt? Nobody cares about Kingdom Hearts 4.
I do. I still have more to talk.
Like, nobody's... Like, everybody's X buttons is broken from that damn game. Like, we don't talk about it. But 7 months ago on Reddit, supposedly at the time, there was a leak of from GeForce, which is NVIDIA's kind of like streaming service, on their database that Sony, Microsoft, and many more publishers are going onto that platform. Now, what's interesting about this is there's a bunch of stuff on here, but it's little stuff, right? So... there was stuff coming to PC from Sony, like Uncharted Legacy of Thieves Edition. It went. Not really a surprise. God of War is on that list. It's on PC now. You also have other stuff like Horizon Forbidden West, which just came out. We know the first Horizon is on PC. Helldivers 2. Racine, which I believe is from Sauce VR game for the PlayStation. Demon Souls, Ratchet and Clank, Sackboy Big Adventure, Ghost of Tsushima. So, like, games we can see on PC, right? Only some of them have been dropped. Not really that big of a deal. On this list was also things like Gears of War 6, we've heard nothing about yet, from Microsoft. Oxide, unannounced. Project Holland, which is believed to be Fable. A Contraband game. Another Forza game. Untitled The Initiative game, presumed to be Perfect Dark, announced. Halo 5 Guardians, which is still kind of like the only Halo game not on PC, and some other ones. And then you have Square Enix. Chrono Cross Remastered, announced, released. Final Fantasy Tactics, or X Tactics Ogre Reborn, has been trademarked. Final Fantasy VII Remake has been released on PC. Final Fantasy IX Remake, yet to be announced. Final Fantasy 16 coming to PC later this year, still not announced. Kingdom Hearts 4. Unannounced title by Square Enix could be like four games. Tomb Raider on Unreal Engine 5 announced. In the box. Like, a lot of stuff on here that could be legit. So rather than talk about the game that nobody really cares about, let's just talk about how that game supports this awesome theory that these awesome games are coming.
And I would love to talk about it as soon as I'm done. You gave me a stage, and I'm going to use it. So
this is why we can go watch things, Greg.
This is, you did say it to yourself.
I know. That's why we can't.
You did it to yourself. And honestly, at this point, I will say one of the things. I'm not surprised, but I'm kind of surprised because I thought the whole, and maybe this is more of just like the red herring effect with the end of the Xehanort saga. I thought, okay, maybe we can just kind of like let Sora go, like move on to someone different. And people were talking like maybe Azura's like, I don't know, the true incarnate of like who we're supposed to be following, like moving forward in Kingdom Hearts. Clearly that's not the thing, because we pop in and we see Sora dropped into Quadratum, looking like a true Final Fantasy character and not clown looking shoes, obviously, fighting Darkseid, I think that's like in the middle of the city with some very unique abilities and reaction commands that are making a comeback. And one of my big gripes with Kingdom Hearts 3 was the lack of Final Fantasy that we got in there. It was just straight, like, I'm going to use the term, it was just Disney propaganda. Like, that's all it was. Mm-hmm. It's just like Disney World after Disney World after Disney property. And like, they're fine, but we didn't even get anything like Star Wars. And granted, there is still probably when they're making it in the midst of like that legal battle to like take, or the hearing or like the audit or whatever to make sure like this is a legal sale and like they're not monopolizing all of entertainment. But I was like, at some point you kind of get bored of it and you feel like you lose the essence of what Kingdom Hearts was. But now that we have kind of like this shift and hopefully we get more of a Final Fantasy feel, I feel like we'll probably get one of the best Kingdom Hearts games since Kingdom Hearts 2. That's just my opinion. But lots of nuggets to break down, which we don't have entirely enough time for. But the one thing I will say is there was a line in that trailer of the girl that Sora was with that says, because they're both outsiders to Quadratum, it's like, oh, to like everyone living here, like this is their life. But to us, it's more of like an afterlife. And if you watch till the end, you see Sora or Donald and Goofy looking for someone. And you see fire, so I can only assume they're in the underworld to talk to Hades to find their boy Sora. So Sora's gone, air quote. He's dead.
Hell yeah, finally.
And they're on their way to looking for
him. Kill the series.
And I think, I don't know if it's a translation from Nomura, that the working kind of theme or title of this is called the Lost Master. And so that could either allude to like a bigger play at Arrakis, or that Sora, obviously Sora's like finally reached the mark of mastery. And like, this is their search for Sora and him reconvening with his pals. Anyways, that's all I got on Kingdom Hearts 4. More to come as it's developing, because I think it literally just said in development. So we'll see how long it takes. Hopefully we'll see it before 2032 or whatever insane date we want to put on that.
Huh. Check this real quick. Yeah, so what kind of like Final Fantasy vibes are you getting from this? Because I watched the trailer and I felt like the only thing that was Final Fantasy-esque about that was some of the humanoid characters, and that's just because they had black and chains and looks like Skater Boys from the 2000s.
Well, the look and feel of the world, which Nomura did say is specific to that world, because even when you see Donald Goofy, they're still very much the Kingdom Hearts models and feel. And Sora's always been, character design's always been kind of like loosely based alongside of Final Fantasy characters, because like obviously you see him with Squall. You see him mm-hmm. with Cloud. Is Riku actually in a Final Fantasy game? Or is he, was he also just another, like...
Riku.
The gray hair. The one that fell the dark.
No.
Okay.
No.
And then obviously, like, Titus and Waka. Like, they're...
Titus, Waka... Aerith was in there.
Selfie also, or no? She was the third girl that was with them on Destiny Island.
No. With the pink dress? No.
No, you're thinking of Kairi? Because Kairi had like the pink skirt.
Yeah, I am.
But Selfie, was, she had like the little... But the point is, like, he's...
Gross.
From the get-go, he's always kind of been modeled along these other characters that have been Final Fantasy. And now it feels like he's kind of growing as long, like along with Final Fantasy as well, but not it. It's almost like parallel tracks, but one is like the subsection B while the other is like still mainline. And I just wanted there to be more of a bridge, more of a gap, and not like over course correct from Kingdom Hearts 3 and feeling so kiddish. That's all I want.
Ash, what do you think?
I mean, I'm not a huge Kingdom Hearts person in general. I'm hoping that this one is definitely going to be better than the last one. But we'll see. I guess.
Okay.
The biggest thing I think that they're probably going to push in is a lot of the new Disney stuff, but it's going to be a matter of what. As far as the crossover with Final Fantasy and things like that, I mean, it's always been relatively integrated. I'm curious to see what they're going to try to do considering the new Final Fantasy VII, like the second half, like if they're going to integrate those at all. So, should be interesting. Because, I mean, look at what they did with Advent Children with the first one, you know, with those flashbacks and things. Who say, you know, who's to say they don't integrate a little bit further? Because it is technically an alternate version.
Yeah, and I will say my biggest gripe about this originally was Nomura and his focus and Final Fantasy VII Remake getting sidelined, but it's okay. I don't have to worry about that. He is no longer leading Final Fantasy VII Remake. His former co-director Naoki Hamaguchi is taking over. So we're still on track. Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 2 is still coming out probably long before Kingdom Hearts Part 4. Dang Lord, maybe Jesus for that one, because can't be having that. But I did like how... Look, I know I crap on Kingdom Hearts. I got to, right? It's kind of like my LeBron James sucks shtick.
Yeah.
Just gotta ride that sucker through all the way. You can't go back on it. But it is nice to see that the trailer we saw was in Unreal Engine 4, and everything is going to Unreal Engine 5. So it will be a better looking model, which, Ash, kind of leads to your theory about Witcher. Seems like if they're doing that, I can't imagine it's that difficult. Right?
Yeah,
like you wouldn't be we're doing this and be like a struggle bus the entire way through. They're foreseeing it to be somewhat simple for them to integrate their current models and textures into it.
Well, because here's the thing, it's almost as if you're taking a 1080p and upscaling it at this point to a 4K. I mean, it's the same. I wouldn't say it's the same same premise, but relatively similar aspects. I mean, the coding is there. It's already there. It's just a matter of tweaking it and, you know, changing the design a little bit to incorporate more polygons within a certain set. That's the biggest thing. On a graphical design aspect, the coding is the same.
Right, but usually with different engines, it requires new coding. Like, because of the way the engine is built, which is what I'm saying is awesome about this, is that it's like just getting an iPhone update or a Samsung update for your phone itself. Like, there doesn't seem like there's much
integral stuff. Think about it like, you know, as far as the coding and stuff goes, it's already there. It just needs to be tweaked slightly. So it's like writing a 10-page essay and having to add 4 or 5 more paragraphs because you don't have quite enough word count. Like, that seems to be the overall consensus of it, considering the input design isn't so different that it's just a complete overhaul.
No, so like I'm here for it. I'm interested. We'll see, Matt. When do you think your beloved Kingdom Hearts 4 is gonna come out? Are we gonna go with 2032 or no, like
that? That's kind of
2035.
It's the running joke, right? Because Kingdom Hearts 3 took so freaking long to make. I am hoping that we see it by like 2025.
Realist ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that it's fair? You don't think it'll take that long, Ash?
Well, I mean, if they're like every other developer lately, that's super hardcore about pushing the newest thing out as quickly as possible. But the other aspect is, since they are using Unreal Engine 5, it's supposed to make it a lot easier and a lot more streamlined.
That's what's all going to be in play. It'd be really, like, I think these early games on UE5 are going to really kind of telegraph what our expectations should be in development of games. Or what, like, the bare minimum is going to be, and then they're going to do like they've done in the past where they just blow that out the water. It takes them 7 years to make whatever.
Yeah, they get the warm-ups out of the way, and then all of a sudden they're just like running marathons with it.
Make it even deeper into it. So, yeah. So, in rest, that's probably more likely than anything. It'll be interesting. I can't wait. I'm more curious to see if anything else on this list of suspected NVIDIA GeForce stuff actually is confirmed. That'll be what really kind of seals the deal for me. That's there's a lot on there.
That's very uncanny.
Yeah. It normally we get leaks like this and they're like absurd and far fetched, like the kind of one we read off on here about the Nintendo Direct that was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah, stuff is confirmed on there, but some of this stuff on here, you're like, well, this dude really predicted Kingdom Hearts 4. That, like, nobody was saying anything about.
Well, a very select few, but it's almost like if a tree falls over in the woods and no one's around, does it still make a sound?
Yeah. So, like, you know, Chrono Cross Remaster, that's another one. Like Chrono Cross and not Chrono Trigger's when you chose. So that's pretty key. Let's talk about another change of release date. I don't think we talked about this one. Have we? Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild 2?
I think we did talk about that.
We touched on it a little bit because I was upset and I think I did pick Breath of the Wild for my draft.
Yeah, you did. So we did talk about it. I think it was not last one, but the one before that, I think.
No, the last episode we did, but not last week, because we didn't do one last week.
Not the last episode we did, but the one before.
I think that's how that works. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll buy it. Time's a flat circle. it's getting to be that time of the year. We're coming up on May here in about 2 weeks. And in June, we have E3. We haven't heard a lot from many on our fall games this year. Do you guys have any hopeful predictions that we'll get? Now, I say E3. I mean that as like a generalized term of
like the summer game news.
To go through.
Yeah.
Yeah. The month of June. So, but anything you guys hoping for, see more of?
So, obviously, like, we're now closing in on the end of April. We are technically at the end of April. So we can only assume that this is the Dark Ages, where they kind of go Zero Dark 30 until they say anything in June.
Until leaks happen.
Right. Leaks happen, or, like, they officially say something, like, they get on the stage, it's like, this is happening, and it's like, cool, we saw it on Reddit 3 weeks ago. But if... I don't know. Like, the big thing I was looking forward to was Breath of the Wild. So, like, them kind of coming out already and being like, hey, it's going to be pushed back until next year, kind of puts a damper on things. I mean, there's obviously, like, still a lot of things I'm excited for. I would love to see more about Gotham Knights, because that's still coming out this fall. And honestly, like, that's it in terms of, like, my working knowledge of, like, what I'm stoked for. Actually, I really do hope they show us more about Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, because... that just, for me, came out of left field. And the fact it's supposed to come out later this year, I need to see something. No, I need to see something.
So I feel like Pokemon would be one of those...
No, you're absolutely right.
Interesting ones.
Yeah.
Because we know it's going to come from Direct.
Right.
So...
but would it be...
does it?
Or E3, air quote? Or is it just going to be like, in September, there's like, hey, we're ready to show you something, and it's...
Well, do you remember, was it 2020, when they had the Pokemon Direct a couple weeks before E3? But it was like, they Detective Pikachu was confirmed to be coming to the Switch, and they had the Pokemon Sleep was coming out, but it's also where they showed us more Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Yep.
Maybe it was 2019. But yeah, it was right in that kind of that era ballpark. So, like, do they do a full blown out Pokemon exclusive Direct and then do their Nintendo Direct with a bunch of other stuff? Or do they just mash it all into one?
I feel like it's probably going to get mashed into one, just for the simple fact that I don't think they have a huge, huge library. Personally, but I mean, especially with a lot of the delays that they've had so far, but I mean, anything can happen at this point, because I feel like there's a lot more that's going on than anybody has said or leaked or whatever the case may be. I feel like we might get a boatload of games that are going to be announced officially, and I have a feeling a lot of them are going to be like majorly anticipated, whether they're remasters or continuations of previous stories.
Well, just for what we know is coming out from Nintendo, we'll go post May, right? Mm-hmm. So you have Mario Strikers, mm-hmm. comes out in June. Live Alive comes out early July. You have the end of July is Xenoblade Saga or Xenoblade Chronicles 3. You have the new Pokemon game coming out this fall. You have Bayonetta 3 coming out this year. You have Splatoon 3 coming out this year. Like, Nintendo has a lineup already, and they haven't even announced their E3 stuff yet.
Well, yeah. I mean, but I'm saying as far as, like, Pokemon, to do, like, a whole separate Pokemon, they don't have a huge library.
They could.
They could.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they don't. They have all these games here, and we still don't know what our October game is going to be, what our December game is going to be. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I could definitely see. Yes, I could see them doing a bundle and doing it all one. But I think it's going to be a Nintendo Pokemon Direct followed by 2 weeks later a Nintendo Direct, mm-hmm. just because they're going to kill us with what they have. Mostly when I say us, I mean my bank.
Previously, like, that it could be anything at this point, considering there's just so much that we just don't, I have a feeling that we just don't know at all, and that everybody's being super tight-lipped about what they have just mm-hmm. because they want this to be a better kickoff than it was for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially with everything that's been going on, pandemic aside, I mean,
so
I don't know. It could go either way, you know?
So I think I actually agree with you, Greg, for the sole reason of we are now getting three, maybe four Pokemon games in a year span. Like, from Brilliant Diamond, Shining Pearl remakes, we got Arceus back in January, and then it felt like they gave it a month, and they're just like, oh yeah, by the way, mainline Pokemon game coming out later this year. And so, like, obviously, like, people are excited enough about it, but I feel like in order to really, like, they already have, like, the crowd drawn in, but to, like, really, like, grasp that pocket and the wallet, they're just gonna, like, bombard us. So I think they will do a Pokemon-specific one. Just overload us with whatever they can.
And they could still, like, even though Zelda's put delayed to next year, it's entirely possible they could still come out and wow us with Zelda informations.
Yeah.
No. Do you think we'll get a Detective Pikachu 2?
I want one. I haven't played the first one because I was like, it seems kind of like a gimmicky game. And then shortly thereafter, Switch came out, and I never went back to the DS. And they announced it was coming out to the Switch. So, like, where are you at, bruh? Come on, nah. Give me that Detective Pikachu. Like, I can see them doing, like, one of those upgrade, get two with it for, like they did with Bayonetta 2. Remember when they released Bayonetta 2 for the Switch? Had a digital copy of the other one.
Yeah.
So I can see them doing something like that.
I also need another Detective Pikachu movie because Ryan Reynolds' his Pikachu is hilarious. It's just great.
Like, what else? Like, we know Call of Duty Ash this year is going to be Modern Warfare 2 based off of the 2019 Modern Warfare, right? The new Modern Warfare, right? Okay.
Yeah. So as far as I know, it's going to be a continuation of the most recent Modern Warfare story arc. Which, if they keep the momentum with how they made that campaign, the campaign's going to be pretty awesome. Because the first campaign was really good. I actually really enjoyed it. It was intense. It was very heavy on the emotional aspect. It gave you anxiety at certain moments. Like, it was a really good campaign. Online gameplay definitely had left a lot to be desired with the first couple of months, but that's any Call of Duty at this point.
Right. So we'll probably get that, early next month? Or do you think, because historically it's been in May, but I think last year they didn't announce it until like August.
I would say it's probably going to be a little bit later because of the collaboration with Microsoft and the fact that, you know, they own Activision acquisition now.
They don't own.
Well, you know what I meant.
But yeah, the acquisitions in progress. They
acquired. So I have a feeling they're going to have a lot more input on the new Call of Duty game because the last one bombed so bad. Mm-hmm. Well, last several, I should say. Cold War wasn't too terrible. So I have a feeling it's going to be announced later, but I have a feeling it's going to be for Madden.
I think you're wrong on that one because Madden's going to get announced next week.
Well, I meant like before Madden comes out.
Oh, it's going to get announced before Madden release. Got you. I thought you meant like you get announced before gets announced. I was like, damn. No.
Like before Madden comes out, I mean.
Gotcha. Okay. Matt, you have any other predictions for any other big companies? Sony's going to delay God of War Ragnarok to next year.
Honestly, the power move. Like, they could if they wanted to.
Zelda Breath of the Wild 2 is going to launch on the Nintendo Switch. Oh my god. The Super Nintendo Switch.
Super Nintendo. You mean the Switch Pro?
So, theory. Maybe may not happen.
I read it too.
With God of War.
Oh, God of War. Never mind.
Yeah, so if they push it back to next year, I have a feeling it would be between February and March. And I feel like it would come with a slim console announcement, potentially.
Oh, no.
Like the slim version of the PS4 Pro?
I don't of the PS4 Pro or PS5?
Oh, sorry, PS5 Pro. Or PS5, you know what I mean?
No, I don't think we see a slim one. I think that this delay in manufacturing has postponed the upgrades in consoles.
Assuming they don't flood the market right before Christmas.
I think they're going to flood it as much as they can throughout the next 12 months.
Yeah.
And you'll definitely see an increase during Christmas because that's when they're going to make their most monies out of it.
Well, yeah, but I have this like gut feeling that there's a lot more that they have than what they're giving us.
Mm-mm. Inflation increasing so dramatically over, you know, across the world, especially here. You have, you know, manufacturing has been down for quite some time. Like this is that same kind of crappy bubble we were entering in back in 2008 when those consoles lasted 8 years.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we could at least possibly get a like special edition version like we did for the Pro.
Plates. I want plates. Specialists and plates. Mm-hmm. I'm here for that one, Ash. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Kingdom Hearts 4 plates. Final Fantasy 7 Remake Part 2. Ermagerd edition plates.
Yeah, I doubt
we'll get Sea of Stars. PlayStation 5 plates. I had to throw it out there. Yeah. So I don't think we really have any oh my god wow ideas.
I will say it's one thing. I've been asking for this for quite literally years at this point. Nintendo, if you're going to surprise announce anything, bring back Mega Man Battle Network. That's all I want. That's all I need. That and Kirby Air Ride.
But you're wanting Capcom, and didn't you already get something this year from Nintendo?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Don't be greedy.
Greedy sucker. All right, guys. Before we get out of here, is there anything else that we want to chit-chat about today?
Not unless you want to talk about more Kingdom Hearts 4.
Let's go. Ash, tell them where they can find us at.
You can find us on all social media platforms at the TDM Show, especially those that you use for podcast listening. So graciously, I would appreciate, and I'm sure we would appreciate in general, if you would share us with your friends. Make sure you turn that notification bell on and make sure you like and subscribe as well if you haven't already so that you don't have to eyeball our Twitters in order for the next update. You can get them on your own as well.
And don't forget, because when I grow, you grow, we all grow, right?
If I grow, you grow, and then we grow.
There we go. That's what I said. Matt, where can they find you talking that blasphemous Kingdom Hearts trash?
First of all, I tweet it at best. So obviously this is a sign to go follow me on the Bird app mostly because that's where I talk the most trash and also blasphemous tweets at the very best. At Matt_Gutu. You can always hit me up about anything Kingdom Hearts related because I'm super excited for it. Or if you want to get my Switch friend code to get absolutely demolished when Mario Strikers comes out in the next 2 months, you will not be able to handle it. That's all I'm saying.
Ash, why don't you go and tell them where they can find you at?
You can find me on the gram, on the Twitters, and on PlayStation at MS_SparksMadness, and most importantly, the Twitch. I am affiliate. I do stream.
Hell yeah.
Hop into my stream. Say hi. Hello. I just got new emotes. Do the thing with the stuff.
Oh, hey. Hi. How you doing? And guys, you can find me at Tonksy, TonnnKSY, where I mostly just lurk on the Twitters to see what everybody else is saying. And then type out a message that says reply to somebody and then delete it because I don't want to get deal with all that trash. That's usually how it goes. How it goes. But on that note, we love y'all. Thanks for hanging out with us this week. We will be back next week. I promise we'll all be healthy unless we're not healthy, in which case we won't be back next week. We love you. Goodbye.